Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. I am so happy if you guys are joining me today. Hope everybody is having a happy, happy Monday. Hope everybody is getting excited for the holidays coming up. You know, we got Thanksgiving in about a month, and then a month after that, we got Christmas. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of food, a lot of fellowship with friends and family, and it's just going to be so much fun. So hopefully you guys are getting really excited for that. I know I am. I've already been listening to Christmas music, full disclosure, so it's a little bit early for that. But yeah, my favorite part of Thanksgiving is watching the Thanksgiving Day Parade and also the dog show. I love watching the dog show. And then Christmas, I'm like, I love all the movies and the music, and it's really fun whenever you get to be an adult as you get older, because I'm 23 now, so I mean technically an adult, but you enjoy the whole season of Christmas rather than just, you know, the one day, because as a kid you're just waiting for Christmas to come so you can open your presents and to get to bed, you know, Christmas Eve, so that way you can wake up the next day and enjoy Christmas. It's actually fun as an adult because you get to enjoy the whole season. So it's really a lot of fun, and hopefully you guys are all getting excited for that. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a great Christmas season, just a great holiday season in general. I love it. But, okay, Semaphore. So I wanted to do an episode just to explain a little bit about what Semaphore is. I know you guys probably, a lot of you know what it is. And also, but just to condense a lot of the examples of it and images of it into one video so you guys kind of have a collection of it, of a lot of the examples that we've heard patriots like 107 or other ones talk about. Because it actually is a really interesting topic. It's been around for a long time. And so I wanted to talk a little bit just about the history and how it was used, how it was started, and then, you know, what we have today. But there actually is a lot, and I'll go ahead and share it with you guys. Let's see. Also, my image is a lot better. As you guys can probably tell, I got a new computer. Yay. So I had my other one for like 4.5 years. So it did good, but I needed a new one with a 1080, a 1080 screen, or a camera on it. So, but my other one was, it still did. It was really good, but I'm glad to have my new one now. Okay. So what exactly is Semaphore? Okay. You guys can Google what are semaphore more flags. It's a pretty interesting topic if you look at it, but you can see here in Wikipedia, flag semaphore is a semaphore system conveying information at a distance by means of visual signals with handheld flags, rods, discs, paddles, or occasionally bare or gloved hands. And you guys can see that's kind of what it's morphed into now, like with like moving your arms in certain positions to convey meanings, depending on what color flags you have, But over here, this is just a little bit of the history of it, which it's actually pretty cool. It's been around since the late 1700s. French used it, and then the 1800s, early 1800s, Britain used it. And then by the 1850s, you know, stuff like the Morse code and stuff was getting ready to come around. So that kind of pushed it out of the way. But it's been around for a long time used by the military in different countries, because in France, they would have to communicate between towers, but, you know, they were a lot of times far apart, and you couldn't just yell, "Hey, Johnny, you need to do this. Okay, Robbie," and that wouldn't work. And they didn't have the phone back then, so they needed some type of way to communicate messages to each other, and therefore they were given this. So that's just kind of a little bit of the basics, but it's morphed into today use of patterns, symbols, and a lot of it's kind of become whenever you hear Patriots talk about it, they kind of talk about it in an all-encompassing way. They also put numerology in there, like the use of numbers. Numerology specifically is usually, you know, like numbers and signs and like on clocks and all that type of stuff. As a Christian, I don't do that type of stuff, but some do, and it's fine. But, and as you guys listen to one, they use numbers to convey meaning as well. But some of the examples of the use of semaphore, and some of these things make sense. One of them is a number of flags. Yeah, I had this picture first. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. So here, you guys can count the flags. Okay. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 flags. That was the day that Trump left from Joint Base Andrews, I think it was. Whichever base he left from, that was that day. So there have been 17 flags a lot behind President Trump. I'll show a couple more examples here in a little bit. But the use of number of flags and the type of flags, that they're the one with the gold fringes on them, meaning maritime law, okay? Or admiralty law, maritime, it's one or the other. Okay, so there's that type of numerology that is used, but then this one is probably one that a lot of you know because Melania and her dress is on the front of Juan's books, The Kid by the Side of the Road, and then you guys have probably heard a lot about that, the Dark Delight dress, okay? And they call it the Dark Delight dress because it starts out dark at the top and then gets light at the bottom. That is semaphore, like when you hear Juan talk about it. But knowing what semaphore is and the history of it, it also makes sense. Flags that you wear, they're not flags that you're, no, Trump is out here waving around or whatever. These are flags that you wear, aka clothing. One takeaway actually from this picture, which I thought was interesting, I didn't realize until later after I learned about it, but that it isn't fully dark on the top and it's not fully light on the bottom. There's a little bit of light on the top and a little bit of darkness on the bottom. And that makes sense because even however long this play and whatever has been going on there, it hasn't all been, the Satanists haven't, it's not just been them, because you know, there's been the resistance against them. So they've been a little bit of light in all that darkness. And even when a lot of this stuff happens, it's going to be great, but we're not going to completely stamp out the darkness, which is why even in all the light at the bottom of the dress, there's still a little bit of darkness, because you never fully stamp it out. Even you can get a lot of it, but it's never fully gone. But that's the example of semaphore that, I mean, it's probably the most well-known amongst the Patriot movement is that dress, which it's a really pretty dress. It's like a caftan. So it's a really, really pretty dress. It's a Gucci one. It's a Gucci one too, I think. This is something I just thought was interesting. I'm going to talk about the flags here in a second, but this was from, Kanye's interview with Tucker. And I thought it was interesting, his hat. Now, I don't know if this is semaphore signaling. I don't really know. But I looked up Black Ball Cap 2023, and I couldn't find any hats like this for sale. Kanye wasn't on his side. He wasn't selling it. I couldn't really find it anywhere. So I have to assume that Kanye had just like, bought a black ball cap and then put 2023 on it. So why would he have done that? What does that mean? I've not been able to find anybody out here talking about it. I've tried to look it up, like articles or Kanye saying something about why he wore that hat. There's nothing out here on it. Nobody's really been asking the questions. So I do find it interesting. Just something to keep an eye on. I don't know if it's playing into some of the optics that we're seeing. I don't know if it's a message. I personally don't know what side Kanye is on, which side or the other. I know people that believe that he's good and people that believe that he's bad. I don't really know. I don't think it's necessary right now to know. But I do find the black ball cap with 2023, black hat 2023, is kind of the first thing I thought of it when I saw it. It's like, oh, that's an interesting choice of wardrobe. So does it mean anything? Not really for sure, but it's just something if you guys want to do research, keep an eye on it. I've just been kind of, every now and then, just been looking up to see if there are any articles or anything with it on that, but did want to show you guys because I did think it was a little bit interesting. So we talked about, like I said, just showed you the flags or dress that Melania had, some before that, and then I showed you guys use the flags. But now here's one that you guys have probably heard Juan talk about. I wanted to show you guys the rally and the specific picture that he was talking about. Okay, so this is from Trump's rally in Ohio, which was, what day was it? September 17th or September 16th that weekend. Okay, now, and this is a picture from a rally he did, it would have been a couple weeks later, okay? Look at the flag behind him. Can you guys tell a difference? Well, in this one, these are white stars, right? Okay, these are black stars. And there's not been another rally that I've been able to find where there has been the use of black stars. And I can't find anything, Google, DuckDuckGo, anywhere, of a red, white, and blue flag with black stars. Now, I know whenever Juan had been on with Nino, he said something militarily about "we got you" or something. It means something like that. But either way, I remember hearing him say that. And the first time I'd watched this rally, I thought it was a shadow, but these are actually black stars on a red, white, and blue flag. And that is easy to tell when you look at this picture. I know there's more light here, but those are, otherwise this white right here, if it was just a shadow, would be black as well. But these are actually the, and I'll zoom in, these are actually black stars right here. And he hasn't used them since. So that's another example of some type of semaphore, military coding, messaging, some type, whatever that means, whoever that's for, I don't know, but that is another type of messaging, which, like I said, compared to this, it is really easy to tell. And then also, just to show you guys the number of flags again, okay, this was at his rally. Let's see, where is this? Okay, this is in Warren. I looked at so many of these, I get them confused. This would have been in Warren, Michigan, so a few weeks ago. Okay, you can count the flags back here that are behind him. There's one, two, three, and it's, let me see. You want to start counting them by these little eagles at the top, because if you try to count them by the flags, you will get messed up. I learned that the hard way, because there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Okay. And as I said, the one from whenever he left Joint Base Andrews, there were 17 back there. There were 17 flags back there as well. And there are 17 here. Now, the one that he had a couple weeks ago, the two that he had back-to-back in Texas, I only have one of them pulled up here, but this, or in the West, because this was in Arizona, and the other one may have been in Nevada, I'm not for sure, but the two of them that he had back-to-back one weekend, if you count the flags, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So there are only 13 flags in this scenario. And there were two, and both of the rallies that weekend were both 13 flags. And the one just recently, and I don't have it pulled up, but the one just recently that he had this weekend in Texas, it had, I counted 17. I may have counted wrong, but 11 of them, what I counted, were on the row, like would have been right in this area, like as he's walking out. As he's walking out and then he goes down another ramp and then to the stage, there were 11 along that way. And then there were six behind him. So it kind of made an L. Now that's the first time I had seen that. All the ones that we've seen, 17 or 13, whether it's this example, whether it's, which one is it? That example, they've all been in this example. Still, they've all been in a line. They've been tandem right there, but they still all been in a line. This one this weekend was still 17 from what I counted. I might have been wrong. Again, I didn't double check myself, but it was in an L pattern. So I don't, again, know what that means. But so all of this, whether it's the number of flags, the dresses that Melania wore, which the Tiffany blue one, I know I'd heard people say that that meant something. A lot of the dresses that she wore were symbols. Whatever, a lot of this stuff is, there's a lot of symbology, there's a lot of numbers going around, a lot of coding stuff. So this was kind of just to give you guys a little bit of the history of semaphore. It's a really cool topic anyways. I mean, it's great that our side is using it, but it's just a really cool topic too. to learn about and to kind of do some digging into. I found it very interesting to learn about it, but that's just a bunch of the examples kind of together that I'm sure you guys have heard Patriots like Juan talk about. And when he talks about like semaphore and military messaging and coding and outside of that, like I said, I don't have any expertise. I was just kind of wanting to give that to you guys a little bit of what it was and just kind of put it all in one place for you guys. So that way you guys can all have it. The Black Stars, it took me a little bit to find it because I didn't know which rally it was he was talking about. But then I went back and found that one, that it was in Ohio. And I was like, that made sense because I had to go back again to make sure it wasn't a shadow. Because at first I thought it was just a shadow. Then when I watched it back again, I realized it was actually, you know, like a black flag, a black star on a red, white, and blue flag, which I cannot find anything on. So if you guys find anything, let me know because I have been deep diving on the internet and I've not been able to find anything. So all of this to say, we're still in the middle, you know, of this war, it's still going on, but you know, just everybody stay encouraged, stay calm. It's like, we don't know the stuff we're going to see. We don't know how necessarily long it may last, but it's okay. But the entire, even this entire episode, the really important and really kind of mind-blowing thing is there is no reason a red, white, and blue flag should have black stars. There's no reason. And that was specifically for a reason. So whatever that means, I don't know. And whoever it was for, or specifically what that means, I don't know. Whoever it was for, I don't know. But it definitely means something. So just everybody keep your eyes open and pay attention to stuff because there is a lot of stuff happening, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff happening really fast. and it's just, it's all going to come out, but we'll just, you know, see what happens. So, but, and the dark to light, there was still always the light and there's still always going to be a little bit of darkness, even when the light overtakes it. But as long as we all stick together and keep going on and keep calm, we are really going to do well. And as Trump says, at best, the president says, we're really going to love what's coming. So love all you guys and remember to keep calm and Patriot on and we will get through this together. See you guys. Hello, fellow Patriots, and thank you all for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor for this episode today, Hero Soap Company. Handmade in the USA, these high-quality soaps smell absolutely amazing and get the job done. My personal favorite is the lavender scent, and there are multiple scents to choose from, depending on your own mood and preference. A portion of all sales also are donated to charities focused on helping veterans and first responders. From bar soap to body wash, shower accessories, and more, there are multiple options to choose from, and you will be supporting some amazing Patriots at the same time. Go to herosoapcompany.com and use promo code Hannah to get 10% off your order. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses out there in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off, and remember, stay encouraged. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.